Hi everyone, this is John and this is Coast to Coast Audio Boo Update, Day 5. What a day. Left Shap at 9 o'clock this morning, arrived in Kirby Stephen to the Jolly Farmer's Guest House at 7 o'clock tonight. 10 hours, and it felt like 10 hours as well. Day 2 halves really. Left Shap this morning, walked through the town, no disrespect to anybody there, but it's not the prettiest place. That was followed by crossing over the railway line, crossing over the M6, and a walk round a quarry. Not very attractive, any of them. And then you've got a really, really long walk across open moorland, very, very soggy underfoot, no distinguishable landmarks, and pretty boring, and light drizzle, so waterproofs on. So first detour of the day was into a village called Orton, which, for those of you'd like to know, is just off the B6261. Really, really pretty place. Fantastic cheese on toast as a lunchtime stop, and half an hour wallowing about. Orton, by the way, has also got the nicest, cleanest public toilets I've ever seen in my life. So well done if you're from Orton. And if anyone listening to this audio boo knows anyone from Orton, please pass on my compliments on the public gents. After that, headed east and decided to go off the track again and up to a place called Crosby Garrett, which took me over a place called Nettle Hill. So whilst it was way off the beaten track and, it was on the map, I could see it, but Nettle Hill, I wanted to see if it was full of nettles, and either fortunately or unfortunately, it wasn't. Anyway, that sort of added about 4 miles onto the whole journey, so it's been about a 25-mile day, 10 hours, bit of a sit-down in the middle, and very, very, very sore feet. So that's the day 5 update. Not a lot to say other than going back to this thing about the difference between the landscape once you get out of Lakeland is phenomenal. But I'm still in one piece. Tomorrow I'll hit the halfway mark when I get to Keld, so I'll be 100-odd miles down, and God knows how many feet up and down, and looking forward to it. And as ever, I shall be you tomorrow.